The temporary state ban on the sale of vaping products is drawing some criticism, not only from retailers, but also from some public health experts. Among them is Vaughn Rees, who directs the Center for Tobacco Control at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. He joined us to explain why he's skeptical of the ban.
It takes away a product that can be used by adult smokers to reduce their health risks associated with smoking. Completely removing those products means that we've got a number of people who have successfully transitioned from smoking to vaping, have reduced their health risks as a consequence, but because they're dependent upon nicotine, may be faced with the prospect of returning to smoking, which would be a big problem in terms of both the health of individuals and the public health.
We've heard since the ban came down from some folks who own vaping products companies, retailers in Massachusetts, who've said it would have been better if the state had banned the sale of vaping products to people under 21 years old. It sounds like you agree with that.
I have some concerns about that as well. While I think the role of government and other regulators is to prevent youth initiation of the use of vaping products, a complete ban may also have the impact of causing those kids who are already vaping to turn to conventional cigarettes. That's obviously an outcome that we absolutely want to prevent. You know, while we have concerns about the use of vaping products, the evidence is very clear that the risks associated with the use of vaping products is far less than the risks associated with the use of cigarettes. We don't want to unintentionally encourage kids who cannot access vaping products to begin smoking.
How likely do you think that is?
You know, it's driven by nicotine dependence. So vaping products do contain nicotine, and when that vaping product is taken away, cigarettes are relatively convenient, they're accessible, and they will continue to be available.
Let me stay on cigarettes here for just a moment with one other quick question. If the government made such a quick decision about vaping products to ban them temporarily, are you a little disappointed that at some point in the past, or even now, that the same kind of decision hasn't been made about cigarettes, which we've known for a long time can be deadly for many people?
I think, Bob, you've hit the nail on the head. You know, cigarettes are the product that causes catastrophic injuries to individuals, and cigarettes are known to be directly responsible for causing the deaths of almost 500,000 Americans a year. You know, that's a catastrophic toll. It makes little sense, really, from a scientific, from a public health point of view, to continue to allow these products to be made available, easily accessible to the general public. You know, we do have concerns about vaping products. They are also known to have vastly lower health risks, is the one that is removed from sale and banned.
Then one last question. How effective do you think this ban will ultimately be in terms of keeping younger people away from vaping?
It is likely to have some impact in keeping young people away from vaping. But again, this is a short-term strategy. And, you know, when a product is less accessible to young people, there's a lower likelihood that they'll use it. But the problem, of course, is that those kids that are already vaping may turn to cigarettes and may look for other alternatives that, because of their illicit nature, may be even more harmful than the ones that they're currently using.
Vaughn Rees, director of the Center for Tobacco Control at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.